Welcome to Champion Church of the Nazarene's weekly sermon podcast. Each week brings a new message that looks to invite you into a new life brought by Jesus Christ. We hope you are inspired and changed by God by the message brought by today's speaker.
It was a momentous event in the lives of those who were there. The miraculousness, and there's no other word to say it, but miraculousness of what occurred is beyond description and beyond full comprehension in our human and finite minds. We cannot truly begin to grasp the power, the glory, and the majesty of that which occurred on that hillside in Bethlehem. Yet, it was not the first time such an event occurred. The event is what has been called by many terms at its very basic definition and description. It is an angelic encounter, an angelic visit, an angelic experience. And yet when we look at the absolute fact that the angelic event was authored in heaven, came from the throne of God itself, because it came from God himself, and departed from the portals of glory in order to visit earth and people on earth, we have a holy name. It's almost holy, but it's a very definitive name for what has happened, and that is this: Epiphany event, or an epiphanal event. When the glorious heavenly revelation from God and that by God is revealed to men and women of earth. The word epiphany has a connotation and then a definition. First, let's do the connotation. As stated, it is an event or an encounter with God, the holy God, or with one of his holy beings. It is an encounter. It is holy. It is by someone like you and me. Why would the holy God send holy angels or his holy self to encounter us, who are nothing but a creation, and I mean that very kindly, that have been in sin, that have hopefully come to Jesus, but yet not of the level of heaven, and yet he does. Isn't that glorious? It is when you or I or any other creation encounters God and the presence of God via a messenger from heaven, or an actual, full, and person-centered encounter with God himself, Jesus himself, the Holy Spirit in full manifest, or an angel in literal form. Second is this: through and during the same encounter, there is a revelation. There is a revelation that we are given, or they were given. His Son, the Holy Spirit, God himself, one of his angels, in a manifestation of and by the same defined encounter and glorious display of appearances. Let's give you some examples. First, we're going to start with examples from the Old Testament. The examples: Moses had the first encounter at the burning bush. It was to give him the call to go back to where he ran from, to be used by God to bring the people that he defended out of where he ran from. His call of God to him. Have you ever felt God has put a call, an impression, an absolute holy direction onto your life? That, in some ways, representatively, is your burning bush experience. Moses met with God personally on Mount Sinai and received not only the law of God, but the very presence of God. He literally met with God. The scriptures are bluntly and beautifully clear. He also met with God in the tent of meetings. He would go into the tent of meetings where they would worship, and he would have such an encounter with God that the glory of God came down on him, and he had to wear a veil because the glory shone from him and they could not look at him. Are you spending time with Jesus? Are you having encounters with Jesus each day? Do you go into your prayer place? Do you go into your private place, your reading place? Most of you know the parsonage is a three-bedroom apartment, or I'm sorry, it's not an apartment. Boy, did I goof that one up, David. It's a three-bedroom home, a beautiful home, and we have no human kids. We've got puppy dogs, but we have no human kids. And one of the bedrooms is my office. There's a lot of things that I encounter God with in that bedroom, in that office room. Jacob encountered God when he wrestled against a man of God who did not even prevail against Jacob. That must mean Jacob must have been awfully strong or awfully good at what he did. From that time, Jacob had a name change from Jacob, meaning deceiver, to Israel, one who is now upright, who struggled with God, who has the presence of Elohim himself. There's Ezekiel who encountered God, the call of God, the warning about departing from the call of God, and the visions and the valley of victory for the people of God. We could go on and on in the Old Testament, but let's transfer into the New Testament. There's Mary, who encountered the presence of the angel of God to tell her that she would be the chosen one, the chosen virgin to bear the Son of God, the Messiah of earth. There was Joseph, the man of God, who was willing to privately divorce Mary because she was now pregnant. It doesn't take a one-eyed man with half a sense to figure out what probably happened. And yet God, through an angel, came to him in a dream and told him not to do so. And you know what he did? He obeyed. Against all rational thought. I'm glad he didn't live in our time, because our psychologists would say, you're just trying to transfer in your hopes into it, and it's really that way. He obeyed God. There were wise men who saw the star in the east and came to worship the Son of God as a result of the revelation from God about this most holy event. Peter, James, and John, who can forget the transfiguration? They encountered it. They were there. They saw it. They knew it. It was John on the Isle of Patmos, and from that we have the book of the Revelations. So many more we could share with you about this most glorious event, but let's focus on one specific one today. It is the shepherds. It is the shepherds. They encountered the angel of God, then the angels of God on the hillside. It is an encounter. It is an epiphanal moment that we are focusing on today. It is a response of the angels and to the angels from the throne of God, revealing the glory of God to the sons of men. Before I go any further, there's one absolute, irrefutable, absolutely we can't avoid fact about all that goes on in this. That necessary to remember is this very truth that thunders from heaven. When, because, and as moments let occur of this, it is because of one word that's a four-letter word that defines why. L-O-V-E. God does it because he loves us. His agape love because he loves us. He sends his angels or his messengers because he loves us. He gives us his leading and his leading because he loves us. He gives us his desires for us because he loves us. He seeks something from us in response from us because he loves us. He gives us these revelations, these encounters, these epiphanal moments because he loves us. And that brings us to our theme, our text, and our message of the morning. The necessary thought is agape, but let's talk about the theme now. The theme is biblical response to the epiphany of Christmas. Biblical response to the epiphany of Christmas. Our text comes out of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. I did not put it on an overhead. I would encourage you to just follow along or, pardon me, listen to it as we talk about it. In the same region, there were shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were, in the King James Version, sore afraid or greatly afraid. In other words, terrified beyond being able to comprehend that much fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men." We shared a lot from this passage last week about the shepherds. This week I want to share some things about the angels and the angelic occurrence of the epiphanal moment of that first Christmas. The first thing I notice is this: the angel's presence was what? Unexpected. Unexpected. Luke 2, 8 through 9. There were in the same region there were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Let's look at first for a little bit of remembering. Unexpected by why? A. Unexpected by why? By those who were being faithful. Faithful. Can I just share something with you, folks? At Christmas especially, let me encourage you to remember, God comes down. God appears in his own way through events or through a direct revelation to you. God speaks. God reveals himself to those who are faithful to him. Faithful. Where God put them, unyielding. Where God sent them, unrelenting. Where God directed them, yes, through the class system, but God did not have to go saying, "Now, let me get my GPS out and see, where are they again?" God knew exactly where they were and sent his angels to encounter faithful shepherds. The low life of society had the high revelation of the epiphanal experience of angels coming to them because they were faithful. Point B is they were unexpected by those doing what they were appointed to do. They were doing what they were appointed to do. You see, it was not so much a professional revelation. It was a personal encounter with God through the angels. Why? Because they were where they should be, yes, but they were doing what they were compelled to do. You never read one complaint from the shepherds. You never read one desire to say forget it from the shepherds. They never filed a grievance with their union, so to speak. They were busy being and doing what they were appointed to do, what they were doing in the where they were at. Are you? Am I? Are we doing what God has called us to? Are we experiencing an encounter with God because we are being faithful to be being and then also be doing? Can I ask you a tough question? When was the last time you encountered God speaking in, with, and through you into the life of someone else to share Jesus? Ouch. God used the angels to speak to shepherds who were being faithful and being busy and doing what they were supposed to be doing. And point C is this: it was unexpected by those who were watching over the sheep they were given. They were watching. They were shepherds. They were keeping watch over the flock by night. Not the best place to have. Why don't we just take them into the barn? Because there were no barns. They were working the night shift. I'd sure like to curl up and sleep on this ground. You don't know what I did today. You don't know what I encountered today, but they were watching by night. And shepherds usually were basically on call all the time, 24/7. Do we get it? Do we understand it? Faithful, doing, watching, who they were to become, and then be what they should be, watchers. Watchers over what they were supposed to be doing and who they were supposed to be guarding, the sheep. Point D is this. It was unexpected by those God chose. Those God chose. I never ceased to be amazed why he didn't choose the innkeeper. Otherwise, Mary and Joseph could have had a nicer room instead of the manger on around where the donkeys and the horses and whatever else was. God didn't choose the Sadducees and Pharisees and leaders. That'd have been kind of nice. God chose people that no one else would have chosen to reveal what no one else got revealed about what everyone else was looking for. Are we getting it? Chose. The people he chose to use, to bless, to come down upon. No one could have imagined what happened. No one could have expected what happened. No one could have refused or discounted what happened. And no one except those for whom the God of heaven intended could have, would have, or did experience what happened. A revelation by God through angels of an epiphanal moment because God loved the world and God loved them. Shepherds did not seek a different hill. They did not seek a different job. They did not seek a different flock. They were where they were told to be, doing the job they were given to do. And God came down. Have we experienced the new awareness of the glory of God this year? Have we had an encounter with Jesus in such a new way that we can say, Christmas 2023, let me tell you what happened to me. We have people in this congregation here today that this is their year of firsts still and closing out of loss. And we want to say our hearts go to you. They do. With all the sickness and the hospital visits, I feel like I've all but lived in hospitals of an evening and one day as well this week and last week. We don't know who's going to be here next year. I don't even know I'm going to be here. I got no plans. But we don't know who's going to be here. Can we, by the purpose of our hearts, decide we're staying on the hillside where God has us so that we can experience Jesus? Point one was this: the angel's presence was unexpected. Point two, the angel's response was unmistakable. Unmistakable. Verses 9 through 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore or very terrified, afraid. In essence, the Greek word there is a translation of it, of being paralyzed with fear. Have you ever been that afraid? And then the angel said this, "Do not fear, fear not. For behold, get a hold of this. Behold in your brain, I am bringing, here's what I'm going to tell you now. Behold, get ready. Are you ready? I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The angel appeared unto them. He appeared to them. There was no doubt or there was no misinterpretation of what or who he was. We don't see anything. Now, wait a minute. Who are you? What's this all about? No question. No doubt. There's no question of who it was that came. The shepherds were fearful, but not failing to recognize the gift of the presence of the angel. There was only recognition of the angel coming to them. There was a profound pronouncement from the angel to the audience of the shepherds. Fear not. I don't know what your concerns are, what your apprehensions are, what some of your, if I can use this word, fears can be or are for this next week or for 2024, but here's what I'm going to share with you. This verse is for you. Fear not. Fear not. I'm still the same God who still sends down, still delivers, still comes into the lives of those who are needing me, seeking me, or part of me. Fear not. There was recognition. Fear not. And there was a blessed experience of Christmas for us to experience, of unquestioned, fully recognized revelation of God among us, Emmanuel, the Savior, Christ, the King, our King, and we're going to hear more about that tonight. Have we had an encounter so undeniable, so absolute with Jesus in this book of your own today? Now that'll knock your socks off. I know that's Kentuckian, but that'll knock your socks off. Because if you haven't, folks, that dog don't hunt. Our lives are deficit. I encourage you. I commend you. I commission you. Go home today. Pick it up. And we give you a four-letter word. Read. And discover from its beautiful pages the beautiful message that God has for your beautiful spirit from His Holy Spirit today. Point A was they appeared. Point B is this: the angels were glorious. Point B, the angel was glorious to them. He was surrounded by the glory of God Almighty Himself. In verse 9 it says, the angel of the Lord appeared to them and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Isn't that interesting? Not their own glory. They didn't have their glory. They didn't have a glory. It was the glory of God Himself that was revealed and experienced. The angel came from the glory of heaven itself to the lowly earth itself. From heaven abode to the creation and the created of God below. The angel brought the glory of God Himself from the abode of heaven Himself to the presence of men on earth themselves. And the angel had the glory of God Himself that was part of the angel Himself. Did you get that? The glory of God was part of the angel himself in that revelation, in that epiphanal moment, to share the glory of God to the people on earth, that God was doing gloriousness and newness and revelation among them. Point C is this. The angel was not expected. We got to hurry this up. In about 10 minutes, they're coming. I'm sorry it didn't happen. There's no way you can expect something like that. You can dream it. You can hope it. You can pray it. You can have faith for it. But you cannot expect God to come in the way he's going to come. That does not mean you do not reach out by faith and pray for certain things to happen, for certain ways and certain timings of certain situations and certain concerns. Yes, there's a certainty in that, but there is no way to expect the exact way God is going to reveal his way about it in, with, for, to you, to me, to us, to this church, and through this church to this community. You see, that's why we have a mission statement that David shares every week. I've been in churches. You didn't know if they had one. They never said it. So thank you that you have one. And thank you that we're trying to live by it. That's why we have goals. But more than that, we want God to come in his way. His way. The fear in them was rebuked from them. Fear not, a rebuke into them of the fear that overwhelmed them. The fear in them was the nature in them. No one can be expected not to have even at least a holy fear when you encounter something like that. The fear in them then left them. Left and was replaced by a message to them, good tidings, great joy to all people, good news. Isn't that interesting, good news? What is the gospel called? The good news. What did they give? Good news, good tidings. Now the gospel is starting. The opening kickoff has just happened. And Jesus won. It left and was replaced by the rest of the story. To coin a Paul Harvey phrase, look in verse 11 and 12. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. That's the rest of the story of why do not fear. The importance of something, I think, chronologically, and this is just me, do not fear over one, because what's about to happen is going to be a whole bunch more of us. The breakthrough is going to be so incredible. But let me take the fear away from you about me, because my buddies are about to come on this thing. Fear not. Not if, but when the glory of God descends, when the glory of God comes down, when the glory of God is unmistakable, when the glory of God is present. The angels were there. They brought the glory of God to them, to the shepherds. Why? L-O-V. How's your love meter today? Do you know, not just in your brain, but you know here, I know, I sense, and know it's not unhealthy, I feel his love in me now. Fear not. Holy angels came from holy God with a holy message of holy celebration. Point one, the presence of God was unexpected. Point two, the angel's presence was unmistakable. And point three, the angel's presence was indescribable. Indescribable. Look, if you would, in verses 10 through 14. The angel said, "Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of the good news of the great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Boom! And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will to men." First angel came, then he brought an untold multitude with him. I've got to tell you, folks, there's been times when I have needed that multitude of grace, multitude of awareness, multitude of knowledge of the presence of God on me. I was in an ER working in, it was Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I was the charge nurse that evening, that night, that 7P7A shift. And we got a gangbanger in. He'd been reminded that he was of the wrong gang, according to some people. We took him back to the trauma room, and we were pouring over him, trying to keep him alive, because we didn't need a death of anybody in the ER, but especially someone like that. And about that time, I heard literally everything bust loose, and I knew what was going on. We called 911. We got the city. We got the county. We got the state involved. And I shut every door down. I locked every door up, and I bring all of my people out of the out of being in front to protect them. We needed the overwhelming sense of indescribable multitude of all of us in safety. And within 2 minutes, we had at least 30 officers of some kind, shape, way, or form descending on that entryway of the ER. We needed them. We had to have them, because those doors were not going to hold them very long. They were already kicking him, and one of them had all but been busted through when, as I put it, the Marine Corps arrived. Untold multitude was brought to them. B, the first angel came and then brought the previously unsung melody. It was a melody from the chorus of heaven. It was a melody from citing and singing the theme of heaven. Glory to God in the highest. Not us. Yeah, we're the messengers. We're from heaven, but not to us. Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill to men, mankind, those who are sinners, those who need a Savior, those who are hopeless without Jesus, those who are going to go to the untold fathom and place of eternal separation of hell. To them this was given. To them the unsung. To them and to us. Have you told anyone of this beautiful, beautiful message? That Jesus loves you. This I know, because my Bible tells me so. Everyone to him can belong. We may be weak, but he is strong. So go. Tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go, tell it on. Christ is born. Point C is this. The first angel came and then brought the blessing that was exclusive. I bring to you a message for you to be shared by you. It's a message of the good news, the same translation of the gospel. It is a purpose. Not only a message, it is a person. Purpose. I have come to, among, down on, and for you, that you will be able to understand. You will not be kept in the dark. There was absolutely no question what was being said. I don't think they had to get on their computer, as it were, and say, now what does that mean? I think they fully understood. And there was no differentiating in their brain what was being meant. They knew. And it was a pronouncement of one to share with all people. Be the town crier. Be the message teller. Be the prophetic voice that has been absent. Be the shepherd to my people that are now entrusted to be. Tell it all, to all, about all, that I have come down. Unto you is born. All who have waited, but you are the ones who are the recipient of the greatest message ever told. Jesus is here. This day, your wait, your hope, your peace on earth is now here. Intertestamental period of silence is over. In the city of David, the place that proves Messiah is here, the Savior, the Christ, the Lord, Bethlehem. You will be assured you will find the babe in this way, wrapped in swaddling clothes, kingly clothes, as we shared last week. A sign of royal Davidic kingship, a testimony of authenticity of Jewish people, belonging and fulfillment. They all knew it. The revelation of this encounter, this divine experience, gave the appearance of all the angels a validity. Gave all the angels the validity that they were real. And this epiphanal moment, event, angelic appearance, proclaiming the same Christmas message of the same Christmas hope about the same Jesus. Holy angels came from holy God with a holy message of a holy celebration. So what is our celebration? What is our response? We can sit here and we can make it a habit to come in Sunday, and I know we're growing because we've got a lot of people out. I know how many are here, roughly. Pardon me. And I know how many are home because they're not feeling well, and at that point, we break 50 easy when they're back. We break 50 already, easy. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to break more. But what is our response? To be happy? Or be celebrating? What do I mean by the difference? Happy? Yippee! Kaye! Or celebrating to go tell it on the mountain? We are the reason that he came, saw this week, and a bald. A circle. On the left was the season, and it was green, beautiful wreath, and on the right was the reason, and that was the crown of thorns. Wow. I think you know it. Oh, come. Let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord, we'll praise his name forever. give him. We'll give him all the glory. We'll give him all the glory. We'll give him all the glory. Christ the Lord. And finally, he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy. Christ the Lord. Jesus, you are worthy. Only you are worthy. We give you the glory. We don't take it. You are the one we should and hopefully do adore, not wrapped up on our own things and not in all the hullabaloo of things going on, and just setting off the chaos and setting it aside so that we will adore you. Not the things we always do, not the ways we always do it, but the reason, I pray, for why we do it. That we be found faithful in everything that we do. We would be seen as doing and watching and being expecting of encountering you, even as those angels were encountered by the shepherds. Oh, to God that we would have that this year in a new way, in this new day, that in every way we would know it and we would be transformed by it. Not only today, but from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Champion Church of the Nazarene's weekly sermon podcast. We hope you were inspired by this week's message. We'd love for you to join us on a Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 3924 High Street Northwest in Warren, Ohio. You can also join us on Facebook Live. For more information about our ministries, or if you'd like to contribute to our ministries online, visit us at championnaz.org.